Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Hello and welcome to the Redmen TV. It's the uncensored match build-up ahead of the Fulham game in the Premier League. We've just spoke about the Red Star game for the final word. We're over that now. We've got Fulham in the Premier League. Massive game just before the international break. Look, Ross, these are bottom of the table. We should be going out there showing that we are title contenders. We should just be playing them off the park.
Yeah, even more so after the Red Star performance. I want to see a reaction. I want to see a reaction from Klopp. I want to see a reaction from the players. I want them to put down some sort of marker to say exactly what you just said. Of, you know, we've had a bad game, but that's it now. Much like the Spurs game last season, you know, things fell apart. It was a disastrous performance, and we found some sort of answer to the problems. And I said on the Man of the Match podcast, you know, we haven't played great all season at all. And last night, I'm hoping it's going to be a wake-up call to the players. Go, you can't do that anymore. If you're serious about challenging for the title, go and put down a marker.
Yeah, I mean, John, Fulham have conceded the most goals in the Premier League. 29 conceded. Our finishing wasn't great against Red Star or against Arsenal the other day. This is one of the games.
It's not been great all season, really, to be honest. The front three haven't really fired.
Yeah, great opportunity anyway for the
Fulham. Well, I mean, I remember... Was it Brighton? I put loads of money on us battering them, and we didn't.
It was 1-0, wasn't it?
I know, and it's that kind of, you know, banana skin, isn't it? You know, everyone in the world thinks we're going to put 5 or 6 past them.
Yeah.
Because we should. You know, in fact, 6, 7, we should absolutely batter them. But football isn't quite like that, is it? So, you know, be a bit wary.
Let's hope the Fulham players think that as well, though, the amount of times that you see, especially Man City, Man City go and they score a goal or two and the other team just give up because they're like, well, we're beaten. You know, I don't think we're not good enough to do this. We need to put one or two, start early and then just go, yeah, Fulham, you try and come at us with your attack and we'll just batter you.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, the way we used to go about things last season at least was we used to start people in the first 20 minutes, half an hour, have a little breather, get up to half time. 60th minute mark, do it again. You know, and that's what I want to start seeing again. I want to see the first 30 minutes banging a goal or two, let the other team know that they're in for a hell of a game, and then their heads drop, and then we can just go about our game then and see it out. You know, the only thing that I'm apprehensive about is shades of Huddersfield. Mm. You know, I don't want to watch this game and then after the match, I have deja vu about what we were discussing about Huddersfield, saying, you know, the amount of goals they conceded, poor defence, you know, or they haven't scored enough goals or whatever it was. And we were all saying, we'll go out there and batter them. And then lo and behold, we still beat them, but they gave us a tough game.
I mean, I haven't seen much of Fulham, but you know, I think the goals against Tally says they don't know how to defend, but also that they don't actually try to defend so much. They do see themselves as a footballing side.
Yeah.
Now, whether they try and change that against us, because we're coming back from Europe, you know, they might expect us to get a bit more, you know, tired as the game goes on. They might want to try and hold out early on and then do something later on. It's going to be interesting.
Well, if they take some confidence from that game, or the Red Star game last night, and think, actually, we can get at Liverpool. You've got to remember, they are bottom of the league and they've been playing crap.
Mm. They have some good players.
Yeah, they have, yeah. They're fighting for points, and the manager's arguably fighting for his job as well.
Yeah, sure.
So he's going to have them G'd up, ready to go for this game. I know. Like you said, we should be battering knees, but you can't. Brett Stoppard is a perfect example. You can't underestimate anyone at the minute, can you?
I mean, you can't, but like
the quality, quality says we should batter them.
Their form this season has been 1 win, 2 draws, 8 losses. City battered them. I think Arsenal beat them as well. if we have any aspirations of going far, we need to be beating these. If you look at their best players, Mitrovic, 5 goals, 1 assist. Andrei Šerlo, I thought, was going to be well better than he has been. 4 goals, which is all right, to be fair. Michel Seri, 1 goal, 2 assists. And then Ryan Sessegnon with 1 goal. And they're goal scorers and they're assisters. So, for me, we stifle. Mitrovic seems to be shades of the guy who put 2 past us for Red Star. Big guy, he's been scoring important goals for them, but we have the quality in defence, midfield and attack there to just go, no, we're going to do this.
I think that the 2 pivotal players here for Fulham are going to be Šerlo and Seri.
Mm.
I mean, Shearer's shown this season that he can pop one in from 30 yards as though it's just routine. And Seri is a poor man's cater, you know, someone who likes to split the lines, you know, I mean, he'll have a dig as well. Scored a great goal, I don't know who it was against now, but I mean, they've certainly got a few danger men in the central areas. Shearer likes to drift wide as well, so I think that the key battle this game is going to be the midfield. Mm-hmm. Their defence, obviously, is a bit suicidal. They don't really know how to defend. I mean, I was watching highlights on Match of the Day, and they had, like, a centre-back was in on the right wing, and their other centre-back was on, like, the left-back position, and they just had space down the centre. They don't really have a clue. But in terms of them coming at us, I think obviously Mitrovic is, as you mentioned, you know, I mean, if we're not winning headers, then he's going to be popping goals in if we're complacent.
Yeah.
So I think that the battles to be won here are certainly winning headers and sorting out the midfield.
I mean, I'm hoping that we just decide, well, we're going to attack.
Yeah.
You know, we're not going to be strong at the back because they're rubbish. We're just going to go at them. We're going to get 3-0 up by half-time. And then we can rest players and relax. You know, I'm hoping that's what we do.
Well, that's it. I mean, you sort of touched on it before, Ross. The mentality after this Red Star game, after the Napoli game as well, after the Arsenal game, a few poor games in there. The mentality of the players and of Jurgen Klopp is going to be, no, we win this game. And I'm really excited to see just how the players respond to that.
Yeah, it's a mad one. You can't keep carrying on supporting like good performance or good effort. He's got a time now where you need the end product, you need people to be ruthless. And I think that was the stage that we got to last season. We stopped being ruthless, we were kind of too nice. Well, if you want to win something, you've got to be pricks at some point. You know, look at the Genie thing last night of, you know, he could have just cleaned that fella out or tugged him or whatever. Do anything to win. And kind of, I don't know, maybe park your style of play for a minute and just kind of go, actually, we'll do anything to win this game. Particularly the Red Star thing, your performance doesn't matter. It's points at the end of the day. Whereas Fulham, you think, you know, you've got the quality to go out and beat them. Just go and do it. Have some desiring to go and do it. You watch people like James Milner, and it's what infuriates me, of like, he wears his heart on his sleeve every game. Andy Robertson was similar last night.
Yeah.
Other players need to take note of that and go, actually, step it up a gear. Let's be serious about this now and smash him.
Yeah, I mean, it's going to be good to be back at Anfield, isn't it, Matty? We've had 2 away games. I want the home crowd to really sing for this team and just show them, look, all right, not being the best, but we're still behind you, we're still here for you. Get that early goal, get the crowd up, and then just build on from there. Just make Anfield. It's a fortress in the league at the moment. We're brilliant there. Sorry, so that's going to be a big factor for me.
Yeah, I think after the last 2 results, the opposition and the home factor is sort of perfect, you know, to have that response and lay down a marker and say, you know, we're not, you know, we have got the self-belief, you know, the ability isn't in question, the tactics generally aren't in question, but at the moment there seems to be lacking that self-belief. There's the hesitation, there's taking 2 touches when it should just be 1, you know. I think this is perfect, and if we go out there and get off to a good start, pop a few goals in, I think done and dusted, then we can just see out the rest of the game and see how much we can improve the goal difference.
The infuriating thing is we've got this game and then there's an international break.
Yeah.
So when you're trying to get back on form or get some confidence back in your team, we can go and smash for them, I don't know, 3-4, 5-0, and then you have a 2-week gap and it just, like, it's drained out of you again as fans and as players, probably because your mindset changes from doing that to being on a break.
Well, I was going to say that, John. How important for you is this, is getting a win just before this international break, week break, and get the win?
Yeah. Excuse me. I'm not bothered about the international break. We just need the win. But you know, let's not forget we're unbeaten in the league. We've only dropped points against the top teams.
Yeah.
So you know, if we don't win this game, it will be one of the biggest shocks, you know, in decades. It'd be ridiculous.
We are going to win this game, everyone. I swear to God, we are going to win this game.
So yeah, I mean, I'm fully expecting us. You know, just like the Cardiff game. Yeah. You know, we'll go at it the right way and we'll score goals. I'm hoping they don't get one like Cardiff did, because we need to get back to that. You know, no one scores at Anfield. I quite like that stat.
Yeah, I did like that.
You know,
that.
people don't score at Anfield, and we score loads of goals. It's as simple as that.
No, it's brilliant. So we're going to get to the combined 11s in a minute, but first, here's a little ad break. Look, we do loads of stuff on the website. Loads of stuff that you might not have seen before, but this is a little clip from the Around the League podcast where Ben gets a little bit heated about the financial fair play stuff around Manchester City.
What annoys me the most about it, though, is that by doing this, there's been a knock-on effect that's affected the whole of the Premier League, if you ask me. So Man City obviously run away with the title last season because they've been allowed to overspend by Infantino and UEFA. And that means that Liverpool, Chelsea, Man United, all the top six clubs have to spend large themselves to be able to catch up with Manchester City.
Unless you're Spurs.
Unless you're Spurs. Okay, yeah, Spurs haven't done it. But my point is, as a result, the gulf between the top six and the rest of the Premier League has never been bigger. The whole league on a whole is less competitive than it was, because look at Southampton yesterday, some of that defending that was going around. They're playing a different game. They're playing on a different level. The Premier League side, and there used to be a good Premier League side, a well-run club who was pretty much competing top half of the table every season. And look at the teams like Cardiff and Huddersfield, just getting battered every week because Manchester City were greedy and they want to win the Champions League. The day Manchester City actually do win the Champions League will be a sad day for football, because it means money has won, and it really, really upsets me, because as a Liverpool fan, I'm sat there, we're having a great start to the season and it feels like we're not, because Manchester City have overspent. It's like they're playing FIFA on easy with a financial takeover, and they can just go out and spend any money that they want and they're going to win every single game. Liverpool have had one of the best starts of the season ever, but it feels like a draw at Arsenal and we're out the title race, because Man City have gone and overspent on money and they've just ruined the whole balance of the league. And it just, as a Liverpool, I'm sadly like, what's the point? What are we competing for? You can't compete with that. You can't compete with cheating and greed in this sense.
So, I mean, Ben was a bit annoyed about it. Obviously, you speak every week about the rest of the league and just where we stand in there, don't you?
Yeah, it's good to have some other topics to talk about other than Liverpool. So, like, obviously, it says around the league, you know, what's going on and around. So, it's been Man United for a couple of weeks, the mess that's going on there. We've had up Spurs, and then this week we were quite lucky, got given some content thanks to Der Spiegel with some leaks. And it's just nice to look at things without your Liverpool glasses on, and then come back to it and say, well, how does this affect Liverpool and stuff? So it's really good.
Yeah, I did do it in your absence. I did enjoy it, isn't it? Yeah, it's nice to give yourself some perspective on the other teams as well, even though it is kind of talking about Man City being boss. But we had United being terrible.
Except for now, they're cheats now.
Yeah. Well, exactly.
That's what happened last week. That's what we got to talk about.
There you go. It's brilliant.
And Ben was fuming. I think Ben's still annoyed at it, to be honest. It's 3 days later and he's still...
Genuinely, I just finished the show and he wasn't talking to anyone.
No.
And then he just left. I was like, oh, Ben, I feel sly.
I haven't spoken to him since.
Yeah. But anyway.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit BetterHelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
We'll move on to the preferred 11s. Quite interesting this week. I mean, we'll start with yours, Ross.
Yep.
You've gone for Alisson in goal, Gomez, Lovren, Van Dijk, Robbo is your back four.
Yeah.
Then Fabinho in the holding role with Keita and Shaqiri ahead of him. And then Salah, Firmino, Mane. How can you go for that?
Trent, I don't know what's going on with Trent at the minute. And it's a difficult one. Do you keep him in to try and get his form back up, or do you just take him out the firing line? On this occasion, after the Red Star performance, just take him out, let him have a rest. No doubt he'll play 60 minutes for England in a useless friendly that no one needs to know about or care about. But that's a different subject. And then by putting Gomez out on the right, Lovren, Van Dijk centre back, I don't want to sound harsh on Matip, but I just don't rate him.
Yeah.
Don't rate him. He does have his good games, I shouldn't slate him, but I thought he was poor. Just get Lovren in there with Van Dijk and then Robertson. The midfield was a tough one. I think Gini and Milner deserve a break, although I'm tempted to swap Milner for Keita because Milner's got no international football. But I want some creativity in there as well, so Shaqiri's got a start for me. I'm surprised he didn't get more game time on the weekend before last, knowing that he wasn't going to play at the weekend.
Yeah.
And every time he comes on, he has a little cameo or something, you just see he's just desperate to impress and desperate to perform, and he does. And he had a good run of form before he got taken out, so he's definitely got a start for me. Keita's an iffy one. I just want to see him play football again, to be fair. I think I've missed him, although he was pretty poor before he got injured. And then Fabinho, I think this is a good game for him.
Yeah.
Didn't play on Tuesday at all. Give him 90 minutes here and then that's done. And then the front three, you can't really mess with that. That's the same thing, the front three. It seems to be like every game now, they're going to click. Fulham with the goals that they conceded, they should have a field day.
There you go. I mean, John, you've gone for the same team, apart from you've put Trent in at right back and Gomez in the centre. How come you've put Trent back in there?
My thinking on Trent is that I agree with Ross, he hasn't looked in great form. He probably does need a rest, but if you're going to give him a game where we're not going to be defending, then this is it.
Yeah.
And he is good going forward, so this may be actually a way of getting him back in, you know, up to his levels.
It's about attacking team.
Yeah, and Fabinho's in. I'd have put Henderson in if he was fit.
Well, there's talk. I think maybe he might come back, but Klopp said he's not playing Red Star. He's probably not playing on the weekend.
You know, Fabinho or Henderson, holding. Keita definitely needs games. Yeah. I want to see him get on the pitch. I do think Ginny and James Milner look jaded against Red Star. I think they could do with as long a rest as possible. And definitely Shaqiri needs to be playing more and more games because we need his creativity. We need his passing. His shooting, his energy.
And
the front three, well, it picks itself.
If you think about your team, you've pretty much got Gomez, Van Dijk, and Fabinho sitting, and then everyone else just going.
Yeah.
You're expecting Fulham to kind of be sitting back, and we're just going to be throwing everything at it.
Well, I don't know because you don't concede as many goals as they've conceded by defending.
That's true, actually.
Do think they're a footballing side, and whether the manager said him, he's not changing his philosophy. Well, let's hope he doesn't.
Yeah.
You know, let's hope they think they can give us a game, you know. And they do have some good players. I mean, we know, you know, Sessegnon and Scherler, Seri and Mitrovic, whatever you want to call him. They're not bad players. They just don't seem to be getting any, it's not even the breaks, is it? They just don't seem to have a system which stops them getting beat.
Yeah, let's hope that doesn't start against us. If we move on to yours, Matty, you've gone Alisson in goal, obviously. Then you've got Trent, Lovren, Van Dijk, Robbo. And then you've got Gini and Fabinho as a two. And then you've got Shaqiri on the right, Firmino in the centre, Mane on the left, and then Salah up top. The old 4-2-3-1 on that part of the couch.
I just thought I'd keep it to tradition.
Yeah.
You know, do Chris proud.
Why not Gomez?
I just feel like Trent needs to get some of his confidence back. I don't think anyone's debating Gomez's form or ability. He's going to play for England. What's his name? English manager. You know, he likes the three.
Southgate.
Yeah. So he'll probably slot in there. Mm-hmm. I think Trent, he is a confidence player. He's not a hot-headed player, but he's a player who plays with emotion. You know, certainly anecdote off the pitch, he's a very, you know, he's a good lad, but he's an emotional lad, and he needs to kick on and prove that he's, you know, he's back to where he can be, sort of thing. And I think it's a great team to play against in that sense. You know, you've got and Genie as well. I've gone for Genie because he's, you know, he didn't have the best game against Red Star, mm-hmm. which is a bit of an understatement, and against yeah. Arsenal, I don't really remember him doing much. I don't think. Did he play? I don't even know if he played. Did he play against Arsenal?
Can't remember.
That
was days ago.
Yeah, that was a loss ago. So, but
you've gone for a 4-2-3-1 here. Why have you gone for that formation? Is it? Do you want more stability in the midfield, or is that going to change? Is Fabinho going to sit? Genie's going to push on? What are your thoughts?
Well, Fabinho, partially a psychological thing. It's almost as though he thinks that he plays better in a two, and okay. that's the system that he's more.
And you just want to get him in the team.
More used to playing, and I want to gauge how I feel about him, mm-hmm. because at this point he's had some really good games, and he's had some games where he's been off the boil, and I'm not sure where to stand on him. And I think this is a great game for him to get a bit of experience under his belt, especially in the Prem. I mean, their attack is. Can be good. It's got the ability to be good when they click, but it's not an attack which you worry about. You mm-hmm. know, and it's not an attack which, like, if he was isolated, I wouldn't be worried about it. I don't see Schürrle bombing it past him. I don't see Mitrovic bombing it past him. You know, it's not like a Hazard or an Aubameyang or whatever. I think this is a good game for him. And then, but in terms of the attack, in terms of the three and the one, you know. John, I mean, they're not capable of defending. They're not a team that knows how to defend. Seemingly, they're not set up to defend. You know, so if we allocate four players to ripping them to shreds, and if you throw in Trent and Robbo,
you'd
like know,
to think that would be enough, wouldn't that, you?
That'd have to be enough, wouldn't it? I mean, if that doesn't work, then what would?
It's
going to be interesting if Fabinho, Keita and Shaqiri play together.
Yeah.
Our three signings in the summer.
Well, that's what we thought the midfield was going
to
be.
You know, it'll be really interesting to see what happens if they do.
Yeah, no, I've gone for Alisson and goal, Gomez, Lovren, Van Dijk, Robertson, Genie in the six, Milner and Keita as that two, and then the normal front three. I think Genie, had a bad game, but I really feel like he's brilliant in that six. I really like that. And I've got Milner and Keita on that. Milner as a covering player is just fantastic. Keita, I really want to see him on the pitch. I really just want to see him get more minutes. His game's been stifled. He was terrible at Napoli, and I just want to see him have a good game after that. I really feel like he can kick on now. We need them to kick on in that attacking role as well. And what better place to do this? If you're saying they're going to come out at us, we need that player running at their defence, making them retreat. And then you've got that front three in front of them who were just, all right, it never clicked the other day, but they're good enough to do it. And I just want that protective cover in case they do. I don't want this to be they're on the break and we've got no cover there. I really just want to shore it up. And I really feel like that midfield's good enough to do that for me. Let's look at the rival fixtures. This is an interesting one for me. So on the Saturday, it's Palace v Spurs. I mean,
tough London derby.
It is a tough London derby. You'd bank on Spurs getting the win there. It is away from home, which might do them some good with the pitch.
Difficult
being
place to go to there.
It is. But like, we'd like to see Palace doing a job. The Sunday one's the mad one for me. So we're early kickoff at 12. Then it's Chelsea v Everton at Chelsea at 2:15. Then it's City v United at 4:30 and Arsenal v Wolves at 4:30. Now, I think there's a chance there that all three of them teams on the Sunday could drop points.
It's a weird one, isn't it? Every one of those games, it's almost like a 70-30 chance.
Yeah.
The 30 being that it could go our way sort of thing. I mean, Everton's Richarlison. I mean, he's on his day. He's proven that he's probably worth the price tag if he plays as well as he can do. United, I mean, I don't know.
They're a funny side, United, and just when you least expect them to do something, they suddenly get this resilience around them. You know.
It'd be brilliant if they
did it last season at the Manchester derby, didn't they? I think they were losing 2-0 and people won 3-2 in the end. Yeah. And it's the same against Bournemouth, they were poor. first half against Bournemouth, and you're thinking, well, Bournemouth are in good form as well, actually. Well,
Bournemouth should have been like four up, shouldn't
they? Yeah, and you think they managed to scrape a result there, and they'll get confidence from that. It's the same with the Spurs-Palace game. Spurs will take confidence from winning the Champions League game, and just about last night going into that. But then equally, Palace gave Arsenal a game, and they could have Palace could have won that as well. So I'm holding optimistic thoughts to think something might happen, but knowing our luck recently, it's not going to happen, is it?
I mean, you bank on City just battering United there, but like you said, you could pull something
out. I'd love to know what the odds are on United scoring a like a stoppage time winner. Because, I mean, how many times do they do that? Like I was monitoring the game last weekend, and it was just like, you know, 1-0 down.
Yeah,
they start drawing, and then what, 90 plus 2, Rashford puts one in.
I saw some stats the other day which said that United do score an awful lot of very late goals.
Yeah.
But the team in history who scored the most late goals is Liverpool.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. I wish we could get back to that.
Yeah.
I mean, not to...
last night, three of them.
Yeah. Oh, my word. Late goals, but we're already winning. You know what I mean? After late goals, after it. I mean, the big one, not the big one, but like Arsenal-Wolves is an interesting one. I don't know what Wolves are yet. I know they're a good team. I know they've got good players.
They've had good moments so far, haven't they? But they've had some bad ones as well.
They could. I mean, Arsenal's attack, we saw it the other day, is fantastic. But if Wolves are good on the attack as well.
Yeah, I mean, he twonked United, didn't he? But I suppose that's not really saying much.
Yeah.
But, I mean, Arsenal's defence isn't the greatest. In preparation for the Arsenal game, I was saying that it wasn't the greatest and we've got a great chance. But tactically, they're very astute. The individuals aren't great, but tactically, Emery's got them running a tight ship.
Yeah.
But I'd love Wolves to...
Wolves being a promoted side, there comes a point when even when they start well, they start to drop off.
Yeah.
You know, November is probably the time when we find out whether Wolves are going to last the distance or whether they're going to fall off.
Yeah, no, it is fair enough. But very interesting. I can't wait to see them games and just... Hopefully we can. It'd be nice to see a Chelsea and a Man City loss. It would be. I don't think Everton are going to do us a job.
Chelsea and Arsenal both got Europa League fixtures, haven't they, as well?
Yeah, probably.
And then United play today.
Well, it'd be lovely if we've got a 12 o'clock kickoff. If we have a really good win against Fulham, then we can all come back, sit down and watch the other games.
We'll have a little siesta and wake up to a few nice results.
We'll have a couple of pints after the game. You won't be able to have them before.
No, yeah, exactly. Well, you could have them before, but it's a bit early.
It's a bit early.
It is a bit early.
A bit early for me.
It's a bit late.
It's been done. It's been done before, but no, yeah. I mean, yeah, like I say, I can't wait, but score predictions, what are we thinking?
2-0.
Just a 2-0?
Yeah.
Okay. It's a bit reserved, that.
I know. I want 8. I just think it'll be 2.
Okay. John?
7.
Oh, yes.
John, yes.
You're making up for him. I like that. I like it.
7-6. No, 7-7. Seven,
late winner. Yeah. Matty?
4-1.
4-1. Okay.
I'll see Shirley potting one in from 30 yards.
Yeah.
I don't know why.
You know what? I think we're going to get back to clean sheet ways. I really do.
I hope
so. Ever since Van Dijk says I love clean sheets, and we haven't kept one.
I know. But Anfield's the place. Yeah. Anfield's where you keep the clean sheets. And yeah, I think it's going to be a nice, comfortable 3-0. We'll be up 2-0 half time, and we'll just carry on from there. But look, everyone, heads up after Red Star. This is the opportunity now where we just go and we shake the cobwebs off and go and beat some teams. Like I say, go and watch the Around the League podcast. If you still need cheering up after that Red Star game, we've got a whole host of stuff that's come out. Man of the Match, Final Word, Stat Show. There's vlogs from over there from Paul and Mate. Really, really good. Just showing the atmosphere. Even though it was a loss, wow, what a stadium. But like I say, everyone, leave your score predictions in the comments below. Watch all the Stat 11 when it comes out. We'll be there on match day with all the post-match content as usual. So get over to the website, check all that stuff out. We'll be on the YouTube channel as usual. Yeah, nice one for watching. See you later.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
I'm Ina Garten. Welcome to Be My Guest, the podcast. One of the best gifts you can give friends is spending time together. But what's even better than that? Cooking with them. On Be My Guest, the podcast, new friends and old stop by my barn for some conversation and great cooking. We talk about food, life, and everything in between. Listen to Be My Guest, the podcast with me, Ina Garten, and join us wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.